We're going to segue to the last segment of the program. We've got Nefertiti Jackson, president of the SHAPE Board of Directors, the SHAPE Community Center. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Yeah, you all have got a big event coming up, huh?
We certainly do. Our Pan-African Cultural Festival will be held on Memorial Day weekend. This coming Saturday, and we just want to highlight that and encourage everyone to come out to the festival. But we have a number of good, exciting lineups, entertainment that on that weekend.
Okay, now the annual Pan African Cultural Festival.
Yes, sir.
Now, is this something that's unique to the SHAPE Community Center, or is this not kind of a national event that's being done everywhere, or is this just, tell us about that.
It is unique to SHAPE Community Center, although there are other festivals, but it's
sure.
Not in conjunction with any other organization.
Mm-hmm.
This was started over 30-plus years ago.
Wow.
Initially, it was started as a way to raise funds for freedom fighters in Africa, and during that year to fight apartheid and the independence movement throughout Africa. And they raised over $40,000 that first year.
Wow.
And we have continued the celebration, and we always like to highlight and let people know, you know, where its origins were. And it was to help with the independence movement, the liberation movement throughout Africa. But it's an opportunity for us to highlight the wide range of entertainment and artistic skills and abilities that our community has. And our theme this year is celebrating the diaspora, come share our love. So, and we have gospel entertainers, we have R&B, we have variety bands. We have one guy who, Jawad, he said his music is a little blues and folksy and R&B. So we have jazz, everything that you can think of.
Wow. Okay. And this is, and where is it going to take place?
The festival will take place this year at Our Park. And Our Park is located right next to SHAPE's Family Building, which is located at 3815 Live Oak. So it's right on the corner of Live Oak and Alabama.
Okay, now Our Park, that's O-U-R?
Uh-huh,
okay,
it is called Our Park.
Okay, and that's is that a park that the city park?
It is a city,
okay.
It's a city park, but...
just curious.
And the city of Houston is providing a stage for us, and we're going to block off part of Alabama to, you know, make sure we have a great production, and we have all the people who are volunteering to help make this event successful, they're volunteering their services. So we have a production team that's coming in, providing top line equipment and entertainment. Like Drum is our headliner, which they're an internationally known group and band. Yes.
Well, this is great. So so you're gonna, we know you're gonna have performers, mm-hmm. but. Are you going to have vendors and things?
We are going to have vendors. We still have room for additional vendors, and they can call 713-521-0629, which is the Almeda building, or they can also call 713-521-0641, which is the Live Oak location.
Mm-hmm.
We will have vendors. We will have Molly Stevenson. She will be bringing her petting zoo from the ranch. Michelle Barnes from the Community Artist Collective will provide children's activities as well as face painting for kids, you know, a wide range of food, including vegetarian food as well as turkey legs, smoked turkey legs. So we have a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, going to be a lot of something for everybody with that turkey leg.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So the SHAPE Community Center, you have a website. What is that web address?
Our web address is www.shape.org. And the festival is listed on there. And we have some pictures as well from previous festivals. So people can visit the website, learn more about SHAPE as well as the festival. And if vendors are interested in signing up to get a booth, they can do so online.
Let's talk a little bit more about SHAPE. What are some of the other programs that you have on an ongoing basis?
Okay. Some of the other programs that we have on an ongoing basis, one of our foundational programs is the after-school summer, the after-school enrichment program. We also have the summer enrichment program, which is different from the school year, but we will be starting another one this summer. This year, we will also start something for middle school students. So that's really exciting. I'm really excited about that. We have the Elders Institute of Wisdom, which meets every Tuesday and Thursday. We provide meals to seniors, and they have computer classes. They're probably more tech savvy than a lot of people. They get on the internet. They also have exercise.
Dating and chatting and stuff.
They do a little bit of everything. And when you see them, they come all dressed up and jazzy for Tuesdays and Thursdays, looking forward to that time.
But you got another program that I think folks really need to know about is the Civil Rights Tour for the kids.
That's right. I was going to say there's really three. A lot is going on this summer, so I wasn't sure where. I know the Pan-African Festival is this coming Saturday, but I was like, well, where should I focus?
Yeah.
But we do have the Freedom Tour, which is coming up this July. It will be a 7-day tour of sites of historical significance during the Civil Rights Movement.
Yeah.
And so it's a historical tour, and it's an opportunity for children to put the history lessons that they learn in a real life context. So they get to go to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and they get to go to the Civil Rights Museum. They go to a visit near the Lorraine Hotel.
Yeah.
Yes, where
in
Dr.
Memphis,
King was shot. So it's a very exciting opportunity. And then we also SHAPE will be celebrating its 44th year of being in operation. The actual date is June 1st, but we're going to have a membership celebration or drive that will be kicked off during June. So, like I said, there's a lot going on during the summer.
So you actually have members of the SHAPE? I mean, the folks can be a member.
We just had a meeting this past Friday night until 10:30 at night, but it was a very productive meeting. We've developed a new team. There's a number of teams that are working. So we're trying to change some things at SHAPE, and so we started a fund development team that is spearheaded by Nadra Ward and Maia Shelby, and they one of the first things that they're going to kick off is a new membership drive. And right now, we might call it a supporter drive. We're not sure exactly what, but basically, it's going to be, people who support SHAPE, they will have an opportunity to do so on an ongoing basis, and they will be recognized for their gifts in a number of ways. So we're going to sort of highlight that, and it's called I'm a Part of Something Big.
So, I like that.
Yes, yes. They had me a little excited Friday night. I'm like, oh, wow, these women speak my language. So
everybody can be a big shot.
Yes, sir. Everybody, both SHAPE, small and
be
large.
Be a big shot. Support the SHAPE Community Center. And what's that phone number over there one more time?
The phone number at SHAPE is 713-521-0629. That's the Alameda location.
Mm-hmm.
And the other number at Live Oak is 713-521-0641.
Yeah, it's very important. We do need to get some support for SHAPE so they don't have to worry about finances in the next 44 years.
That's right. So this team they're working, and there's a number of different teams that are working on long-term economic sustainability, but we need everybody's help.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've been talking with Nefertiti Jackson.
Jackman,
boy, who's typing these things?
It's okay. I get called Jackson all the time.
Okay, my good. Jackman. Okay, all right. Okay. Folks trying to make me look bad.
No, sir.
Okay, you're the president of the SHAPE Board of Directors, and I know you're doing a lot of hard work over there, and you're executive director, and all the other folks have been doing a lot in the community for a very long time, and I believe the community is going to come out and support this Pan-African Community Cultural Festival. After all, it's free.
It is free.
So get on out there. Enjoy the day. Have some big fun. That's May 25th.
May 25th from 11 until 8 p.m. And then you can go to Motown Review right after.
All right. That sounds like a winner. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.